Good morning, Debbie Nicholson speaking. I'm about to read you my blog for today, which is called The Healing Properties of Plantain. Now, there's a little weed in your lawn, no doubt, that you may or may not spend a lot of time trying to eradicate. I know my father spent most of his retired life on his knees out on his lawn, digging up this little medicinal cure-all herb that he never believed would help him. He didn't have the heritage that I got from my mother's side, and therefore if it was not a prescription signed by a medical practitioner of some sort, he would have no part in taking it for any reason. I felt sad near the end of his life because by then I was firmly entrenched into natural herbs and natural remedies, which could have alleviated many of his pains and certainly his financial situation where visiting a normal doctor was concerned. Plantain grows profusely here in New Zealand, and where my ancestors, the Native Americans, call it white man's foot, our name for it is kopakopa or pararara, depending where you come from. We tend to have the narrow leaf variety where I live now, however, where I used to live, we enjoyed the benefits of the broad leaf variety. No matter which one you use, the healing properties are the same, ranging from the reduction of swelling, killing bacteria, drawing out foreign bodies such as glass and splinters, stopping bleeding, relieving pain, and helping against allergic reactions to bee stings. Now, there are three links here for recipes to making an ointment, a poultice, and the oil, so that you will find them handy to have in your store cupboard. Now, this wild vegetable is easily ingested via salads, including it in your stir fries or just through chewing it. It'll be a great reliever for the following complaints: anything to do with the tummy area, such as digestive problems, for instance, or the inability to absorb carbohydrates and fat, causing anemia, which is a condition known as celiac. The seeds are similar to the properties of psyllium, an absorbable fiber which aids in weight loss by being eaten before meals, perhaps used steeped as tea or even in a soup-type mixture. Arthritis, any skin complaint, menstrual problems, burns, nappy rash on babies, chapped skin on your hands, chapped skin on your lips, chapped skin anywhere on your body, bruises, boils, rashes, insect bites, cuts, sprains, lung problems like coughs and colds, hemorrhoids, general skin rash, emergency kits. If you keep dried leaves in readiness for chewing to make an instant poultice or to revive in water steeped as tea, that would be very good for your emergency kit. Damage caused by any of the following: celiac disease, allergies to food, medications used on a regular basis for pain, medications used on a regular basis for anti-inflammatory problems, and antibiotics. So you see, this little weed in your garden is very useful for many, many things.